VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A Pakistan-arranged meeting between American and Taliban officials will be held Monday in the United Arab Emirates as both sides push for a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Zalmay Khalilzad, the special representative for Afghan reconciliation, will lead the U.S. team at the talks in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Gulf state. A senior Pakistani official privy to the development confirmed to VOA on Sunday that Islamabad facilitated the dialogue after President Trump wrote to Prime Minister Imran Khan earlier this month seeking his cooperation in bringing the Taliban to the table for peace negotiations. Turkey's foreign minister says President Trump has told the Turkish president that the U.S. is working on extraditing Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. He is accused of orchestrating a failed coup in 2016. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu on Sunday as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
Gulen has often denied involvement in the failed coup. This is VOA News. Protesters occupied several street intersections in Paris on Sunday. Still, their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on this, the fifth straight weekend of demonstrations. Eight people have died in incidents tied to the movement, mostly from traffic accidents on roads blocked by protesters. The Yellow Vest protests began in November against fuel tax hikes, but have morphed into a general expression of anger at the French government. The UN representative for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, is calling for the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi militia group to respect the ceasefire that was agreed to Thursday after a week of negotiations outside the Swedish capital, Stockholm. A Houthi spokesman in Sana'a, however, says the ceasefire was not due to officially go into effect until Tuesday. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Pro-Houthi Al-Masira TV showed what it claimed was video of its fighters repulsing an attack on one of the group's positions near the Red Sea port of Hodeidah. Scattered shelling and airstrikes have been reported around the city since a ceasefire was agreed to by both parties Thursday at UN-sponsored negotiations in Sweden. Well, Houthi spokesman Mohammed al-Bakhiti told Arab media Sunday the Saudi-led coalition and its allies continued to bomb Hodeidah with field artillery and from the air, and claims they have stepped up their attacks since Thursday.
Several thousand protesters marched peacefully through Budapest Sunday for a fourth day to oppose laws introduced by the Hungarian government that critics say will restrict workers' rights. Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May dampen suggestions that the government is planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union. They argue that another Brexit vote would worsen divisions in the United Kingdom, not heal them. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
International Trade Secretary Liam Fox told the BBC that holding another vote on Britain's EU membership would settle little in a country that backed leaving the EU in 2016 by 51.9%. Fox argued that a second referendum could give impetus to a third referendum if some voters were still unhappy with the second outcome, creating an endless and even more difficult situation. Underscoring the acrimony, May and former Prime Minister Tony Blair have exchanged sniping attacks as Blair called for a second referendum, leading the Prime Minister to describe his comments as an insult to the office he once held.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.